We're so blessed. So why don't you welcome today Pastor Lee Amin to come and minister the word to us today. God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Jonathan. And thank you, Sister Marini. And I am overwhelmed to see how this church was grow and grow. And you have a big compound now. It's like a whole city. Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Brother Jonathan. And I really miss our elder brother Dow and sister Dow. And they, like Brother Jonathan said, that we are good friends. And I just want to say that thank you, church. And you have been a blessing to Indonesian. And I don't know that Brother Jonathan and Sister Marina know that we are 150 SRRR Bible School student graduate. And there are hundreds of them become pastor wife and pastor because of UPC Australia. We're under the leadership of Brother and Sister Dow. Clap the hand for the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, church. And shall we just pray and ask God to touch our life and me, the one that is going to serve Him and deliver His words, that all of us will be strengthened by His words. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for this beautiful worship. And Lord, thank you for this church, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We remember to pray for brother and sister down, Lord. They are in England, Lord. Be with them, Lord. Thank you for healing him, Lord. We love you and we surrender the rest of the day in your hand and anoint your servant, Lord. May your words become a strength, Lord, in our life, Lord, and a light unto our world, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We need you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us clap our hands for the Lord. You may be seated. Yeah. Thank you, Brother Jonathan. I promise I will come back if I have a chance. Amen. I enjoy driving in Canberra. You have a very nice city, all right? Thank you so much. And so good to see Abao. And I could not believe it that he's a guitar player. And praise the Lord. Amen. And I haven't seen his wife yet. And also Leo and Lily and our old friends. And I know that God has a plan in our life. Amen. And we are indebted to our UPC Australia under Brother and Sister Down. I was a little bit upset and miss him. But I know a young generation is coming up. Brother Jonathan is a foreign mission director, which is very good. And we can travel again, brother. Hallelujah. But it's very poor, Brother Jonathan. Now, sometimes we travel to a very remote village. A lot of cultures, a lot of the pillow is very smelly. And have a frog legs, you know, you name it. So anyway, we have a good time to serve the Lord. And today, I would like to share with you a very simple what God wants things happen in our life. That is His will. Amen. So I want to meet Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Therefore, pray thee, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus, he taught all the disciples, he said, when you all pray, remember to pray this kind of prayer. We are not like Catholic church, and then we pray and just, you know, around and around, and hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come. No. We must know the meaning of what we pray. We are not repeating His commandment, but we are going to do His commandment. Amen? Amen. So the Bible says that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth and is in heaven. So one boy asked the pastor, he said, Pastor, can I ask you a question? Yes, because this boy is a poor boy. He said, do you think that God can help us and solve our difficulty? Because this boy was born in a very poor family and he hardly to have money to go to school. So the pastor looked at him, he said, son, of course God is able. Look at the whole world, 7 billion people. Unlikely they are two exactly the same person. And look at the thumb. You understand my meaning? Yeah. You have so many people, but God is able to do that. And He surely is able to help your difficulty. So the boy said, all right. So that boy is become a very dedicated Christian. And make a long story short, you know what happened? He became a preacher at the end of the day. You know why? Because he know that God is able to assist him and help him to overcome all his difficulty. Amen. So today, I just want to encourage you. If Jesus asks you to pray that prayer, you must give yourself unto Him. Let His will happen in your life. Yes. there is no other places better than we can meet Jesus, like we sing today. I love that song, Brother Jonathan. I want to see him again. I haven't sang that song for 10 years, I think. You know what I mean? Because this world is not our home. So while we are in this world, let us ask God, Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, let your will be done in my life. Amen? Amen. Because the Bible teaches that you must pray, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Meaning that, Lord, whatever you wish that happened in this world is going to happen in heaven. And Lord, let my life, Lord, be in your will, not my will. You see, this pandemic happened. I just want to share with you a real world. In Indonesia, I know that Abba, Brother Abba and Leo and Lily and all, we are from Indonesia. Do you know what happened? The lockdown was nearly like the end of the world. Everybody stay at home. You know, we cannot do anything. And as a pastor, I don't know about your pastor, but I'm sure your pastor is just like me. You know why? You will never understand a pastor life. I'm not your pastor, so I'm leaving today. Phew, going back to Sydney, and Tuesday I'm going home, you know. I can say whatever I want to say. Amen? As a pastor and pastor wife, when a pandemic happened, we are not thinking about ourselves, but we think about the saints. What happened, school boys and girls? They do not have a social life. What happened to the one that worked in a company? They might be restrained or maybe fired. You know what I mean? And the other one, the businessman, what happened to the shop, to his business? Nobody is coming because nobody is doing shopping. And no car, no accident because some of them are selling a spare part. And as a pastor, I know your pastor well enough because I'm not knowing on 2 months, but maybe 20 years. Do you know as a pastor, our heart so sad and ask God, what happened, Lord? I thought it's only 2 months, so, you know, just enjoy life. Every morning I walk with my wife, morning walk, you know, just spend some time because we don't have a lot of time. But the David know that, you know, when he was in Indonesia with me, you know. So these 2 months I spent, I enjoy my time with my wife. But suddenly I heard like a voice, you must go back to the church and pray for the saints from the Sunday school until the elders. Call upon their name. I say, Lord, but I need to go to work and make money for the factory. But no. Which priority that you want to put first? Your career, your life, your business, or His kingdom? As a pastor and a pastor wife, I know He has the same heart. Every morning, 6 o'clock, brother. 6 o'clock, you want to come with me to church? No, I want to sleep. You know. Or I go to the factory. I got a dollar. I make money. But no. Every morning, 6 o'clock, I come out. I say, honey, you go and vote yourself. And I will go to church. And I'm also a human being. I'm not a robot. You know, robot, computer, you know. Sometimes it's very hard. But if you love God, listen to His words and listen carefully. Obey His words. Amen. Obey what He wants you to do. Amen. So now I know the Sunday school boys named Nathan and Nelson and Naomi. Hallelujah, Lord, bless them. Crazy guy. Do you know how many people pass away in our church? More than 10, the elders, because of COVID. So the will of God, it's very important, and thanks God for that. For the past, I think, 1.5 years, because I got COVID last year and came to Australia and still live for another 6 months. And I pray and I pray. And that become my lifestyle. Because praying is our breath. We cannot live without the breath. We cannot live without His words. We might be rich, but I don't think that you are happy without Jesus. So today that we must do His will. Sometimes we always limit ourselves, our God, like Moses. The Bible says that, you can read at home in Exodus, Moses, go, I want to use you. You are going to bring all the Israel from Egypt. He said, God, I cannot speak. I'm, you know, I'm not a smart boy to talk and speak. But no, the Lord said that I am going to be with you. Amen. Today, God has a beautiful plan in your life. You just obey. Don't limit God. Don't let God upset and use your mind to say that, God, it is impossible. I'm nothing. I'm nobody. But you see how Moses did? He faithfully said, okay, Lord, I will obey your calling and I will do what you want me to do in my life. So a miracle happened. And do you know what happened? He did blood. All the Israel people come out from Egypt. Today, let us pray. Don't complain about our brother. Don't complain about our pastor. Don't complain about our elders. You do not know how much they love you. When you are happy anniversary, you forget about your pastor. But when you are in troubles, when the doctor say that you are not well, and you say, oh, pastor, help me, Lord. Oh, pastor, I need you. But when you are making a lot of money, hallelujah, let's go and honeymoon, you know. You never buy a buffet for your pastor, don't you? Oh, no, no, you're all very nice to your pastor. But my saint is not nice to me, right? I always tease the non-Christian or a brother. I say that the pastor not going to buffet or hotel enjoying a meal. The places that a pastor went is two places. One is hospital, ICU, and second is funeral home. Hallelujah. Amen? I think that Brother Jonathan know a little bit, but I know better because I have a lot of old saints, brother. You know what I mean? Because we human beings tend to doing the thing that we want to do when we are able. And then when we are in troubles, then we look around and ask the pastor and the pastor why to pray for us. But why don't we say that, Lord, can I be a blessing in the church? Maybe I'm a cleaner. Maybe I don't have a degree. It doesn't matter. But God did not see how rich you are, how smart you are. But He is looking deep into your heart. Are you willing to give your life to Him? Yes. Are you willing to do His will? So make a long story short, and for the past two years, like Pastor Jonathan said, that it's a very difficult year for a lot of people. So today, if you are willing to say that, Lord, let your will be done in my life, Lord. Tell me what should I do. And I'm sure our God is a living God. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He will surely lead you and guide you and open your mind and let the Holy Spirit move into your heart. Today, I want to share with you a little bit of testimony about what happened after I pray every morning in the church. So my brother-in-law, my wife, brother passed away because of COVID, 55 years old. And 2 weeks later, my daughter, father-in-law, passed away, 56 years, brother. So two family passed away, and we do not have enough casket in Indonesia. One day, 50 people. The peak is 300 people. One day, in the city of Canberra, 300 people died. Can you believe it? Because of COVID. It was last year. So what happened? No casket. So my daughter called me, Dad, please go to the hospital. They wanted so much money. So I went to the hospital and, you know, whatever. I called the COVID center. They said, sorry, no casket. You go and buy yourself. I said, what happened? The people die. It's crazily. We cannot give you a casket. So what happened is I told her, okay, don't worry. So I'm very upset. So tomorrow, the COVID center called me back. He said, Mr. Amin, sorry, we do not have enough casket. I said, why don't you ask your superior to come and see me? I'm a furniture factory. Maybe I can help you. So 2 weeks later, with a uniform, a ladies came, three people. Oh, I said, well, who is this guy? I don't know. So they came and they looked at my factory. We have a small factory. And what happened? He begged me. He said, can you do me a favor? I said, what? We do not have enough casket every day. 50 people. You give me 50 casket. I said, no, no, no. 50 casket is too many. 20, 20. Okay, you try. So what happened? We did it to help the government. Very cheap. $85. It's just good enough for fish and chips and coffee and Kentucky. That's it. So I said, all right, I will not donate. I don't have money to donate so much, but I give you a good price. No problem. So we do it. You know what happened? After 1 year, we produced 22,000 caskets only in Jakarta. So I just want to let you know, I want to thank God for all of that. Because in a period of COVID time, a lot of people suffer. But when you are humble enough and knowing that you are not capable and you need to lean upon God and you pray, and God will open up a door. Amen. I'm talking to you about a real world, not about something that is from a beautiful magazine or Leader's Digest or whatsoever. No, it's a real world. So when I look back the past 2 years, I just want to thank God that we are not worried, because our God, He is a God that has an ear to hear our prayer. He knows our desire. He knows that what we want. So do you know, in a small factory of furniture, now I have a new division producing casket, because I helped the government and I was interviewed by Brother Jonathan. I'm not a YouTuber, I love to, but I don't know how to do it. I was interviewed in all the, whatever, our nice channel, whatever, Indonesian, you know, TV6 or whatever, about 8 or 10 TV. Everybody know that Mr. Amin Lee is a casket factory. I'm no longer a furniture factory. I said, no, I'm still a furniture factory, but casket is just helping. And now no more COVID, so we produce only 5 or 10, you know? You see, this is what we ought to do. If we are living for God, let the name of the Lord Jesus Christ be glorified, not our name. Amen? If you are willing to live in His will, He will surely take care of you. The Bible says that if you take care, you know, take care of my sheep, right? He is going to guarantee our life. He will really protect us. So today, I just want to encourage you, whether you are students, the sister here, young student, right? Or you are working in a company, or you are a businessman, bring your studies and lay down and say, Lord, use my degree, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Lord, what is your will in my life, Lord? What kind of subject should I study? What kind of courses should I do, Lord? I remember I went back to Sydney, you know, with Liana 2 weeks ago with my wife to University of Newcastle. I remember when I graduated, I got my degree. I ran the football field better. And I said, thank you, Lord. I'm graduate now. Thank you, Lord. You don't know how much that we appreciate our degree, because, you know, I was so poor. I'm a kitchen hand and I'm a waitress when I was in Newcastle, working in Nelson Bay, Salamander Bay, and working as, you know, we have a tie. I'm sorry, I have a tie. It's too cold for me here. Canberra is too cold, you know. But, you know, we have a tie and waitress and do a lot of waiter work. And I have $40 in my account. That's it. And I ate a lot of leftover. But I pray, Lord, so to be very frank, Brother Jonathan, I pray, Lord, how come that my friend all rich and I'm a waiter, you know, I don't have money. But the Lord didn't answer until I graduate. If I have not became a waiter and a waitress, I will never know what is the meaning of humble. You know what I mean? I was in a restaurant a few days ago, and one of the waitress put a chili sauce, fell off. Oh, I'm sorry. I said, don't worry. I used to do that all the time. Oh, he said, what happened? Oh, 40 years ago, I was a waiter like you. Oh, all right. So today, I just want to let you know, give your life to Jesus. How long ago that you pray a prayer, say, Lord, let your will be done in my life. What do you want me to do? Can I do something for you, Lord? How long ago? So I did pray in the pandemic. I said, Lord, how can I be a pastor without seeing the saints? I cannot go there and shake hands. God bless you, brother. I cannot hug him and say, God bless you. Only on Zoom, you know, every time. Say, what is the world? So but one thing, if you love them, you pray for them. So I just want to encourage you, honor your pastor and your pastor wife. It is not easy to become a pastor and pastor wife. If you don't believe, why don't you try to be a pastor? Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? So don't complain. If you have a lot of blessing, remember to buy them a lunch or dinner, but not fish and chips. I always taught Jesus about this, about fish and chips, because 40 years ago, Brother Jonathan, fish and chips is the cheapest lunch that I can ever buy. $1.50. Hallelujah. No, don't fish and chips. Buy big steak, okay? Why you, okay? So today, I just want to let you know, living for Jesus is the best life that you can ever have. Don't forsake Him. Don't live your life according to your will, but His will. I just want to assure you, every day I can see the blessing from the Lord. Do you mean that, oh, Pastor Amin, do you think that God is able to help me? Yes, He is able to help you, to see you through. He is able to bless you. Who am I? Just a poor man. You know, 40 years ago, Newcastle University, we went back there and we take a photo. Also, this same library after 40 years. Just a sweet memory that we came to know Jesus in this place. But fair enough, am I living my life in the will of God? Ask yourself and ask God. How long ago that you kneel down and ask God to show you what you want me to, what the Lord wants you to do? So I have a few tips to encourage you today. You can be a businessman, but serve the Lord. You can be working in a company as a manager or staff and still serving the Lord. And you can be a student and yet serving the Lord. So it's up to you how you arrange your time. You have 24 hours, I have 24 hours. But why that somebody have 24 hours, they are so productive? Why that somebody have 24 hours, they work as a professional and they climb up their career and yet they still love the Lord? Why that we have 24 hours, that businessman doing so well, and yet he still give his life to the Lord? So it is up to you. If you believe in Him, if you have faith in Him, He will take care of you. Amen. Amen? Amen. Do you know what my prayer is? I say, Lord, if I love my factory more than I love You, Lord, take away my factory. Amen. Oh, I don't like to say that, but I did. Because I'm afraid that song that we sing, this world is not our home. We are just a passing by. So today, please, I want to assure you, I have been preaching, I think, more than 30 countries, Brother Jonathan, in our UPC, in Russian, and whatever you name it. But I realize it. Nothing in this whole world is better than living our life for Jesus. Amen. Can we clap for the Lamb? Praise the Lord. You know, we Chinese people and Asian people, our God is money, money, money. Really? Praise the Lord. Yeah, a lot of Australians like that, you know. But I just want to, like, don't worship money, but worship God. The Bible said that seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things shall be added unto you. You are going to have all of this. As a young boy and young girl, I remember I was so on fire for Jesus. And my friend laughed at me. Hi, I mean, you love the Lord because you don't know the whole world. You don't know the real world. When you go back to Indonesia, you know the real world. You become a businessman, you will forget about God. Oh, I said, is that so? But today I met him. He said, are you still a pastor? I said, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? And he used to tease me. I mean, you came to Australia to study. Don't waste your mother and my father money. Religious is just religious, not important. Study is more important. Oh, yo. Logically, it's true, right? But when the Lord bless you, you cannot use logic. Today, he doesn't have money to send his kid to Australia and study. But the Lord bless me. I have 3 children and they graduate, 2 master and 1 bachelor. The same man that teased me and laughed at me, why you are so religious? When he gave me a mark, he said, I mean, this is your report. Oh, thanks God. Hallelujah. 80, got 80 mark. It's hardly I got 80 mark because I'm not a good student. Always 49, 50, you know. Yes, sister, I'm not that smart. I said, praise the Lord. He said, what do you mean you praise the Lord? The same man teased at me, what do you mean I praise the Lord? I said, yes, because the Lord blessed me. You are very religious. You know why? Today, he doesn't have enough money. So I just want to let you know, when you serve God, God surely will take care of you. Amen. Clap the hand of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So there are a few tips that I want to encourage you. How do you want and why and how can I find the will of God? Very simple. I just want to let you know. The first thing you must understand is change your lifestyle. First, God's words. There is a God plan in your life. Your words is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So how do I know the will of God? Dig out the words of God. You are going to see what's going to happen. Love the words of God. And secondly, maybe, like me, I have a dream. I think I talked to Brother Jonathan before. I don't know, Sister Malini. I was a very dedicated Buddhist. I worshipped the idols every night before I go to bed. Oh, Sang Buddha, please help me. You know what happened? When I became a Christian, I dream a dream that Buddha and one white man standing there, and the Buddha ran away, and only the one man clothed standing there. And I was reading the Bible. I don't know who is he. And then the Bible said that he is a jealous God. When you want to give your life to him, he is not happy if you have a second God. So I know that dream assured me that Jesus is there. Am I willing to open my heart to let him come in? So secondly, when you want to know your will, sometimes God gives you a dream and you are going to see how your life changed. So the first is the words of God. And secondly, sometimes you have a dream, but that dream assures that dream is from God, right? And then thirdly, if you want to know the will of God, very simple. Meditate and reveal the words of God. God will reveal, right, in your prayer. When you pray, please don't watch all your YouTube and your Instagram and your Facebook all the time, and you don't have a time to spend just 10 minutes to talk to God. How do you know the will of God? Spend 10 minutes every day at least. Doing nothing, throwing away the handphone, or you can turn it on, but just a Christian music. Just meditate and God reveal to me, Lord. So many times during the morning prayer and after I pray, and I got a new idea of this and that, and thinking about which brother and sister that I call them and pray for them. So how do you know God's will? You must spend some time with him to know his will. Am I right? So if you say that, Pastor, I want to know the will of God, but you never pray, you never meditate the words of God, how can he reveal his will in your life? Never and ever. So this is the third one. The fourth tips that I want to share with you is, the Bible says that, don't let this thing depart from you eyes, but keep them in the depth of in your heart, meaning the words of God. Always remember the words of God in your life. The fourth that I want to encourage you is, very easy. And he said unto them, this world that which I spake unto you, where I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalm concerning me. Jesus tell them that he is going to give them understanding. So Jesus, I like, then open he their understanding that they may understand the scripture. For the Bible in Chinese say that Jesus opened up their heart. You understand? For them to understand the scripture. So if you want to know the will of God, spend some time with God. Do not let your wife or your husband, your kid disturb you. Only 10 minutes. You may walk a beautiful path in Canberra. You can walk and spend time. Ask God, you know, let his will be done in your life. And the fourth, I want to encourage you, is sometimes God put something, desire in your heart. What happened in Philippians 2:12, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Sometimes when you have a desire to do something, pray about it and ask God, and you do it. Don't be lazy. I don't like Christians that are lazy. You know why? Because the Bible says that if you're lazy, you don't rely on other people. We must work hard. Do you know that Jesus is a carpenter? Hallelujah. Amen? Jesus is working. You know, he made a chair, he made a table, you know, he made everything. So let us remember, when you have a desire to do something, let's see and just, you know, try and look at the words of God. Is this comparable according to the words of God? If it is yes, do it. Amen? So don't be lazy. Oh, I'm going to heaven. Hallelujah. This world is not my home. Every day I stay at home and have a meat pie and fish and chips, you know. I don't want to work. And got a doll from the government. No, don't do that. Am I right? I think, Brother Jonathan, you remember when we go to Indonesia, there are so many people in the middle of the street and ask for money to build what? A mosque. Hello? To build a what? A mosque. I'm so proud of you. You built a beautiful church. But you didn't go to the street and then, hallelujah, please give me money. They are lazy. They should go and work and find money and give it to the church. That's it. Amen? So today, I just want to encourage you. You might have a desire to work for the Lord, to love the Lord, serve the Lord, and to do whatever He wants you to do. And ask God. It's very, very easy. And then God will put something, a desire. You know why? After this, next 2 months, we are going to bring the whole school boys and girls to retreat again. They have no money. We have to pay them. You know why? Because I want to see the young boys and young girls receive the Holy Spirit and know Jesus. Amen? Amen? So this is what we ought to do. We must do something that we desire. Not, okay, I want to be rich, and then rich, and then rich. I want to have first wife, and second wife, and third wife. Or now in Australia, first husband, second husband, and third husband. Am I right? I'm in Sydney. I say, how are you? Hello, my friend Angela. How are you? So good to see you. He's a building manager. I stay in, you know. How are you? Oh, how many kids? 2 kids. Oh, where do you live? Here. Oh, how about your husband? Oh, we separate. And look about MA, you know, or doing all the kitchen. How are you, Paul? I'm good. How are you? Oh, I just have an operation in my heart. Oh, where's your wife? Oh, separate. So I met 10 people, about 5 people, a broken home. Hi, Craig. How are you, Craig? Yes, selling furniture. Good. Oh, I'm broke. Why? I just divorced. So, you know why? Because they are not living in the will of God. They live their own life. They have a desire. I cannot get along with you. Do you think that I can get along with my wife for 35 years? No, how many years now? 33 years we married and be a boyfriend and a girlfriend for 6 years. So how many years? 33 plus 3. 39 years. Ayo. I think she has enough of me. But yet we are still a husband and wife. Amen? Amen? I'm not perfect for her. And she's not perfect for me. Amen? But we learn tolerance. We learn forgive. The Bible say that forgive each other. Amen? Do you think that, Pastor, you must be like angel? No. You see us all very good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When at home, when the third world war happened. But how come that we can become a husband and wife? Why, Brother Jonathan, can I get my husband? How many years, Brother Jonathan? 22. 22 years. Oh, wow. It's not that short. Huh? Amen. I'm a little bit senior than you. Hallelujah. I am 33 years with my same wife. Right? How can we do that? Because the love of God, the Holy Spirit, touch our life. Forgive your wife. How good you are. Please let me know how good you are. Hello? They want to divorce. How many children? 2 children. Why you want to divorce? I'm sick and tired, Pastor. But how come you have two boys with you? Last time, he is very nice to me. But now, I hate him. Oh, really? So why are you married? I don't know. Because she has another boyfriend, you see? She thinks that it's better than his husband, but it's not. When you have a desire in your heart, right? If it's not the will of God, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke it. I know that I'm not good enough as a husband and I'm not a good wife, but Lord Jesus, let your will be done. Let me forgive my husband. Don't look at all his weaknesses, but look at his kindness. Amen? So you are going to have a nice family. So believe me, we are not perfect, but Jesus is perfect. When you are living in his will, he will make you perfect. He will make you enjoy your life. So last but not least, how do I know the will of God? I know that you have a good pastor. Please, don't compare your pastor and pastor wife with other pastor and other pastor wife. You have the best. Consult them sometimes. Talk to them about your plan. Amen? If you have a very difficult times, ask them, Pastor, what do you think? Why did this kind of thing happen to me? Sometimes the will of God will become completed when we are in difficulty. So when the situation is not like what we wish, we have a pastor to ask. Because he is a good pastor, he will know that this is the will of God or not. Because, you know, I think that I believe so much. I have a lot of experience. I don't know how to answer this question. I pray in my heart. I say, Lord, help me. Then the Lord give me the answer for this sister. So a pastor and pastor wife, you can lean upon them because they love your soul. They not love your money, but your soul. Because one day, we as a pastor, we are going to give accountability to our God. How can we take care of you all? So please don't trust the other pastor over there because they will say good thing about you. But the one that really love you is your pastor that you see every Sunday. Amen. So in conclusion, I just want to share with you, this is just a very simple tips for you to remember. First, the words of God. Love the words of God. Yeah, be very important. And secondly, sometimes maybe you have a dream or a vision. Ask your pastor, is that vision from God? So this is the will of God, it's going to happen in your life. Thirdly, is just meditate and spend time, let God reveal his will in your life. So you will find out when you spend some time. And fourthly, right, and whatever God put something in your heart and try to see if it's the will of God, do it. And you will see a miracles happen. And finally, consult your pastor. Remember, he's a man of God. He knows how to take care of your souls. He will love you like he loves his own children. I met a friend, Mr. Amin, do you know there are a lot of people in a mental hospital in the United States? Oh, I said, yes. He said, do you know how many? There are a lot of preacher and pastor in that mental hospital. Oh, brother. Do you know why? How come your pastor have no hair? Because he worried about you. He prayed for you. Amen? Do you know how much one hair? I have a saint that he's a rich man. He said, $10 to plant. I don't want to plant. If I'm bald head, bald head. Hallelujah. I don't care. $10 each. How many hair you have? Oh, yo. Crazy guy. So I just want to let you know, consult your pastor and you will know the will of God. So in conclusion, I just want to let you know a real testimony that happened in Indonesia. One of the Christian, a dedicated Christian, he's a guitarist, he's a musician, it's a true story. He saved all the money, he wanted to spend time with his family. He had been praying, Lord Jesus, let your will be done. I'm going to save up money. I'm going back to my village and celebrate and see my brother. And I haven't seen them for 3 years. Lord, thank you, Lord. And the day come, he arrived with the ticket, all nice, booking everything. And up to the bus conductor say, I'm sorry, friends. Your seat is no longer there. Not enough seat. It's all fully booked. But he said, I bought it already 2 months ago. He said, no problem. No. And he was upset with the bus conductor and he was cursing God. He complained A to Z. He said, Lord, for the past year, I love you. I pay tithe. I pray. I sing and I worship you. Why don't you answer my prayer? I want to go back home to see my parents and my girlfriend, of course, you know. Hello, young boy. Hello, you know. Why, Lord? You're not fair, Lord. You're not fair. I hate you. I don't want to serve you. You know what happened? He went back home and cried in Jakarta. He wanted to go back to the village for Christmas, brother. And then tomorrow morning, radio, TV, the bus he's supposed to take, right? Accident. Go into the jungle and all people die. So he knelt down and he said, Lord, thank you, Lord, for saving my life. Do you know how many times, if God did not answer your prayer, don't curse him, because he know what is the best for you. Because the Bible says, whatever the eyes never see and the ear never hear, that is what God is going to bless you if you are living in his will. So today, I just want to encourage you. Why don't you pray this prayer tonight at home? Don't talk to your pastor and pastor wife. Just pray and cry to Jesus. Lord, what is your will in my life, Lord? I'm sick and tired, and I'm bored with my life, Lord. Help me to know your will in my life. Let's bow down our head and pray. And I don't know about your problems. I don't know about your life. But one thing I know, if you live your life in his will, everything will be all right. If you surrender your life in his hand, your future will be blessed by him. Hallelujah. Let us pray and ask God to talk to us, to speak to us, and let his will be done in our life. Shall we bow down our head and pray? And I will invite the team music to come and pray and ask God to bless our church, bless our life, and use us. The Lord Jesus loves you. He loves you. He died for you on that cross just to save you and let you know that how much that he loves you. Just pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you willing to give your life to Jesus and say that, Lord, let your will be done in my life? If you are willing, why don't you raise your hand? I want to pray for you. Raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Lord, I want to support the church. I want to be on fire for the church, Lord, for you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, I want to surrender everything, my life, my future in your hand. Raise your hand. Yes. Yes. Praise the Lord. Lord, you see, Lord, so many, my brother and sister, Lord, they are willing to say, let your will be done in my life, Lord. Touch her, Lord Jesus, and answer her prayer, Lord. And be with her, Lord Jesus, and be with him, God. Bless him and use him, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you see their desire, their heart, because they know, Lord, you are too kind and you are too good to them, Lord. Jesus, Lord, you bless them. They're willing to raise their hand and say, that, here am I, Lord. Use me, Lord. Here am I, Lord, that your will be done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You can see so many hands raised, Lord. You are here right now, Lord, to touch us, Lord. You are here to show us your will, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, again, Lord, we pray for our pastor, Brother Jonathan, Lord, and Sister Melanie, Lord, Brother David, and all the leaders in the church, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. We have a good pastor and pastor wife and a good leaders. They're always taking care of us. Lord, we pray for them, Lord. We love them, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus, we love this church, Lord. This church is our home. The place that we gain strength. The place that we can know the will of God. Thank you, Lord. In the precious name of Jesus. Yalla basakara, yalla basikara.